You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business. Success. Today we are with Eric Poses, the founder of All Things Equal Incorporated, makers of Loaded Questions, and a series of other commercially successful games for creative minds. Eric, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hey, Eric, thanks.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. So for the benefit of our listeners, give us a summary about the history of All Things Equal Incorporated and your flagship product, Loaded Questions.
Well, All Things Equal is a board game company. And I started it back in 1997. I had an idea for a game, which ultimately became our best-selling game over the last 18 years, called Loaded Questions. And at the time, I was 23, not married, no family to take care of, no mortgage. And I was smart enough or stupid enough, depending on how you call it, to print 5,000 copies of the game and hop in my car, and I drove around the country for 16 weeks selling Loaded Questions out of the trunk of my car. I'd visit with any toy store, any store really, that would have me. I'd demo the game for the store owners and managers and customers who came in. And at the end of the 4 months or so of traveling, I had sold about 1,000 copies and caught the eye of Toys R Us, which became my first national retailer to bring the game in. And again, that was back in 97, and Loaded Questions today remains my best-selling game. And I tested the game, just like I do all the other games that have followed over the years, by having friends and family over and having pizza parties and trying the game out and making changes here and there. You know, today I employ meetup.com groups and people from Craigslist that we source out. And but that was the start of the company with Loaded Questions, with one idea. And now I kind of think in terms of board games.
I absolutely love it. What a story. That is just amazing, especially the part about you're going out, traveling all over the country and selling. I would be curious if you had any prior sales experience before you headed into that venture.
No, I was a history major at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, and following that, I was doing research on Cuba and El Salvador at the Carter Center in Atlanta, and I had an unpaid internship there and needed to start making money, and Miami, where I'm from, provided the best opportunities to do that. And during a pretty boring first paid job after college, I came up with the idea for Loaded Questions and quit my job soon after, and I've been doing this since then. So no business classes in college, kind of learned as I went along, and I'm still thankful to the people early on that kind of, you know, helped me along the way and get this business started.
Awesome stuff. Now, this summer marks your second annual road trip on behalf of your company to meet with some of the nation's top retailers that carry your various games. What is the inspiration behind this campaign?
Well, actually, last April, after months of research and thinking about it, I decided to buy an RV, and I customized it and decaled the entire outside with my games and website, and decided to kind of recreate the initial road trip from back in 97. And this time I did it with my family. So last summer for 8 weeks, I drove all through, all up and down the East Coast and through the middle of the country, had about 25 stops and a lot of planned meetings with current and prospective retailers, a lot of Meet the Inventor game day sessions at toy stores. And it was so successful last year that I did it again this year on a 6.5 week adventure out west. Between both trips, I met with dozens of my specialty retail partners and Target and Walmart and Hastings and Fred Meyer and Kroger supermarkets and, you know, a lot of the smaller and larger companies that I work with. Probably the best thing that happens is along the way, you know, not only is the RV a mobile billboard where everyone along the highway is seeing the brands that we have, but I talk to, you know, hundreds if not thousands of people and get to interact with people that way. And, you know, they meet the inventor of Loaded Questions and our other games, and it hopefully inspires them to take a closer look next time they're at the game aisle at a Target or their local toy store.
How does this trip give you a better perspective about the mood of the country and pop culture trends than, say, conventional market research?
Well, game sales have been up, so there's numbers to support it, but everyone talks fondly of board games, even people that don't play them. Obviously, apps and computer games are, you know, very much the rage, but it doesn't seem like people either haven't forgotten how much fun traditional tabletop games are, and the people that have forgotten, they quickly realize, oh yeah, that it is fun to sit around with your family and your friends and have some real interaction, and that's what we try to do, provide, you know, great entertainment for families getting together on a game night, or you're bored on a Friday night, you invite five friends over, and you interact, you talk with each other. It's really a fun experience for anyone listening that hasn't played a traditional board game in a while. I highly encourage it, whether it's our games or other games, whatever floats your boat. It's just a perfect way to be entertained and enjoy people's company.
I couldn't agree more with that. Today we're joined by Eric Poses, the founder of All Things Equal Incorporated, makers of Loaded Questions and a series of other commercially successful games for creative minds here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Eric, Loaded Questions continues to be one of the best-selling board games of its kind. How do you keep the product relevant for new customers?
Well, the game tests players on how well they know each other with all fun, personal questions. Stuff like, what is your greatest hidden talent? Or if you could be a member of any TV family, which would you choose? So the game has always been simple. The questions are directed at the players. So, you know, even though it might take, you know, a few seconds to come up with an answer, you probably have an opinion for every question. The way I've kept it fresh over the years is modernizing the design, coming out with lower priced options, coming out with card games, updating the content. So while the game sells well at retailers are also looking to provide their customers with newness, and that's what we've been able to do with the brand over the years. And in the last 18 years, there's probably been about 12 iterations of the game, five of which currently sell in stores.
Quite impressive. And finally, what else would you like listeners to know about All Things Equal in general and or exciting forthcoming news about your company in particular?
Well, I guess the thing I'm very proud of is that since 97, we produce all of our games in the U.S. With quality recycled materials. Anyone that has any questions about my games can go to our website and email me directly from loadedquestions.com. And I encourage you to check it out. And if you have advice to make the game better, I'm always listening. And hopefully it's a positive experience for anyone who does.
Well, Eric, I certainly have enjoyed the history behind your company and what you offer. Certainly appreciate your time today. It's loadedquestions.com. Eric, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you and the company all the best.
Thanks so much, Eric. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Eric Poses, the founder of All Things Equal Incorporated, makers of Loaded Questions and a series of other commercially successful games for creative minds. And once again, the website of reference is loadedquestions.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.